Skywarn active.
This is NC4VX for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:37 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Orange County and Alamance County until 6:15 p.m. Orange County belongs to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 5:37 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Altamaha, to 13 miles southwest of Elon College, or along a line extending from 7 miles south of Camp Springs to 7 miles southeast of Greensboro, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Union Ridge, Glen Raven, Pleasant Grove, Burlington, Alamance, Carr, Haw River, Swepsonville, Mebane, and Sly. A severe thunderstorm can produce large damaging hail, damaging winds at 58 miles per hour and greater, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. The National Weather Service will be looking for reports of severe weather. Criteria includes the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter. And any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase our activity as we need to with criteria verification. We're going to be in standby mode, which means the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave long pauses between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage folks to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are currently operating on the WB4TQD14688 repeater. Don't anticipate any problems, but should the repeater go off the air, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 with a tone of 82.5 hertz, and that repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Virginia.
Anytime.
Sounds like somebody's still keyed up.
Time the repeater out. You time the repeater out.
O-A-S-A-T.
Mike's still stuck with us.
This is NC4VA. Excuse me, gentlemen, I need to bring the tones back up and to announce the watch on this frequency.
Skywarn active.
And it looks like we're back in business on the 88. County until 6:15 p.m. and the National Weather Service has now issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 p.m. for the following Central Carolina skywarn coverage counties. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. And a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. Thanks, gentlemen.
NC4E, correction, NC4VA, KE4ENC.
KE4ENC, NC4VA.
Yes, ma'am, what's the activity up on the Virginia border?
At this time, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in Brunswick County into Nottoway and Dinwiddie, and that's heading east.
Roger that. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's humongous. Thank you very much. KE4ENC.
You're welcome. And there's also one on the North Carolina side bordering Virginia, but not quite up to the border, and that's in Caswell County. And the severe thunderstorm warning is getting ready. The severe thunderstorm is beginning to enter into Person County. A warning has not yet been issued for Person County. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Orange County until 6:15 p.m. Also, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for the following counties that fall within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties, and that is until 10 p.m. Watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather and will increase our activity as we need to with criteria verification. We're still going to be in standby mode at this time, which means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. And we encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for further information and updates. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. And this was issued at 6:05 p.m. for Granville and Person counties, and it reads as follows: a strong thunderstorm will move across Granville and Person counties through 7 p.m. At 6:05 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm over Roxboro, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Bethel Hill, Oak Hill, Stovall, and Carr Lake. Gusty winds from 30 to 40 miles per hour. Small hail and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with these thunderstorms. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather.
Batten down the hatches, Dave.
Whoa, that ain't good.
NC4VA, excuse me, gentlemen, I need to make an announcement. At 6:13 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Northern Wake, Durham County, Central Orange, and Southern Granville County. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wake, Durham County, Central Orange, and southern Granville County until 7:15 p.m. At 6:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Hillsboro, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Durham, Gorman, Bethesda, Purnell, False Lake, and Wake Forest. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until this storm has passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding, where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And, of course, any damage caused by high winds. This can include down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for the following Central Carolina skywarn counties: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. And again, that is a watch until 10 p.m. Skywarn is still in standby mode. The repeater can be used for normal amateur activity. However, we do ask that stations leave longer breaks between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. And also, just a new product out, the severe thunderstorm warning, previous one, for Orange County, expires at 6:15 p.m. That was the one that was issued at 5:36 p.m. That storm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. So if you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report on to Central Carolina Skywarn so we can relay it to the National Weather Service. And a new severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Orange County until 7:15 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
WR4AGC, link to the 88, active. N4TMD, control operator.
Thanks, Thomas. NC4VA.
Virginia, it looks like this thing's going to come right through the bottom part of Franklin County, but looking up to the north, it don't look good either.
Okay, let me know if you have a report with any of that criteria. We'll be real interested in it. NC4VA.
N4DXA.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:24 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Durham County, Vance County, Southeastern Person County, and Granville County until 7:15 p.m. At 6:22 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Moriah, or 11 miles southeast of Roxboro, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Berea, Oxford, Dabney, Henderson, South Henderson, and Middleburg. A severe thunderstorm can produce large damaging hail, damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Go inside a sturdy structure, move to an interior room, and stay away from windows. A severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect for the following counties until 7:15 p.m. Northern Wake, Durham County, Central Orange County, and Southern Granville County. severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for the following counties until 10 p.m. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. And the National Weather Service has issued another severe thunderstorm warning, and this was issued at 6:26 p.m., and this is for northern Chatham, northeastern Randolph, southern Orange, southern Alamance, and extreme southeastern Guilford until 7:15 p.m. And, of course, northern Chatham and southern Orange are part of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 6:25 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Franklinville or over Randleman moving east at 50 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Staley, Liberty, Siler City, Snow Camp, Sutphin, Fearington, Bynum, and Jordan Lake. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less. And the type of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This could include down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is still in standby mode. That means the repeater can be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave long breaks between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. We don't anticipate any problems with the 14688 repeater, but should this repeater go off the air, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
WX4NC, N4TMD.
N4TMD, NC4VA with Skywarn. Go ahead, Thomas.
I got wind damage over here, but it appears to be a dead tree. Maximum 3 inches diameter.
Okay, 3 inch damage a tree down, and you said it is a dead tree then, so it may not have taken, you know, severe criteria wind speed to bring it down. Is the tree completely dead?
Completely down, at least 30 feet long, about 25 to 30 feet tall.
Okay, what time did it occur?
I just noticed it just before I called you.
Okay, Thomas, and give me your location. I'm not sure whether they will take this or not due to the fact that it's dead, but I'll report it anyway for you. Let me have your location.
It's in the area of 16-1615 Sedgefield Street. 1615 Sedgefield Street.
Is that Sedgeville or Sedgefield?
Field as in field day.
Gotcha, Sedgefield Street, and that's Durham. Okay, Thomas, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at 6:13 p.m. At 6:13 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following update. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Northern Wake, Durham County, and Central Orange County until 7:15 p.m. And for further information, at 6:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Gorman, or 8 miles southwest of Creedmoor, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Damaging winds at 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of this storm include Stem, Purnell, Falls Lake, Wake Forest, and Rollsville. The storm has a history of producing widespread wind damage across Alamance and Orange counties. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:38 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southern Alamance, southern Orange, northeastern Randolph, and northern Chatham counties. And, of course, southern Orange and northern Chatham belong to Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:37 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Liberty, or 9 miles northwest of Siler City, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Snow Camp, Sutphin, Pittsboro, Bynum, Carborough, Fearington, and Jordan Lake. Skywarn remains in standby mode, but we do ask that all stations leave long breaks between each transmission. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
Yeah. It's raining real hard over here at 85, Interstate 85, right around North Gate Mall. N4TMD.
Yeah, I'm heading right over there. I'm heading south point, so I'll go right by there.
I was just talking to a buddy in Greensboro over at Pleasant Garden and Winston. They got power outages and pretty high winds over there, 84 pp.
Hey, John Pop. I guess we're pretty lucky with this one, man.
Yeah, he called me and told me it was pouring down rain, and I said, well, the sun's shining here. Must be in a different state. He said, no, it's coming your way.
NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued the following severe weather statement at 6:48 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Person and north central Durham counties is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, in southeastern Person or north central Durham counties, the National Weather Service would welcome your report. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for Granville and Vance counties. At 6:44 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Dabney or near Oxford, moving east at 50 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing large, severe hail and damaging wind gusts. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southern Granville, Durham, and northern Wake counties until 7:15 p.m. And the National Weather Service continues a severe thunderstorm warning. Excuse me. Let this pass right here. Continues a severe thunderstorm warning for Chatham and Orange counties until 7:15 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for the following counties that fall within a Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 10 p.m. And those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties until 10 p.m. So at this point, we still have three warnings in effect for the area. We have one for Granville and Vance counties until 7:15 p.m. We have one for Southern Granville, Durham, and Northern Wake counties until 7:15 p.m. and one for Southern Orange and Central Chatham counties until 7:15 p.m. So we do ask that even though we're in standby mode, folks leave a long pause between each transmission for any skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, AB4BP.
AB4BP, NC4VA.
That's Alpha Bravo 4 Papa Papa. Good evening, young lady. I missed the net the other night, but I went on the Skywarn page and got signed up with that Coco Rahis for the rain reporting. So something good came out of something bad.
Okay, very good. Coco Rahis will really appreciate that. They strive to get as many stations participating as possible, so I'm glad to hear that you did that. NC4VA.
All right, with that, I'll let you go. 84PP.
I believe I could fill up a Cougar over here tonight. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:57 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southeastern Alamance, southern Orange, and central Chatham counties. And Orange and Chatham belong to Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:56 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located 6 miles northwest of Bynum, or 8 miles northwest of Pittsboro, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Carrboro, Searington, and Jordan Lake. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
N4TMD, link active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:01 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wake County, western Nash County, Franklin County, and southeastern Granville County until 7:45 p.m. At 7:01 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Purnell, or 9 miles southeast of Creedmoor, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Youngsville, Franklinton, Lewisburg, and Bond. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Granville and Vance counties until 7:15 p.m. We have one in effect for northeastern Wake, western Nash, Franklin County, and southeastern Granville until 7:45 p.m. We also have one in effect for southern Granville, Durham, and northern Wake counties until 7:15 p.m. and one in effect for Southern Orange and Central Chatham counties until 7:15 p.m. There is also a watch in effect for the following Central Carolina skywarn counties. Let's see if I can find those counties. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties until 10 p.m. And due to the number of warnings that are in effect and the number of counties that are covered, we're going to move to active mode, which means this is going to be a directed net at this time, and all traffic should be directed to net control. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports from spotters. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds for tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter, and of course any building or roof damage. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Chatham County, southern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. At 7:04 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Jordan Lake, 8 miles northeast of Pittsboro, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Carpenter, New Hill, Apex, Morrisville, Cary, Lake Wheeler, Raleigh. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected from this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Please report severe weather to the nearest law enforcement agency. They will relay your report to the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Raleigh. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 7:45 p.m. for the following counties in North Carolina, Chatham and Wake.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:05 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Chatham County and southern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. At 7:04 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Jordan Lake, or 8 miles northeast of Pittsboro, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Carpenter, New Hill, Apex, Morrisville, Cary, Lake Wheeler, and Raleigh. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Orange and central Chatham counties until 7:15 p.m. We have another one in effect for northeastern Chatham and southern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. One in effect for southern Granville, Durham, and northern Wake until 7:15 p.m. And one in effect for northeastern Wake, western Nash, Franklin, and southeastern Granville until 7:45 p.m. We're in active mode, which means this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage spotters, of course, to stay tuned to NorWeather Radio for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:09 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Granville, Durham, and northern Wake County expires at 7:15 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service is interested in your report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA, standing by for spy report.
Hey, Virginia, this is Ray. I'm up in Person County. The call's KG40XK. I just thought I'd check to see if you're interested in any history. Actually, I wasn't around the radio when we had our storms pass through. And we got a bit of hail up this way. I didn't know if you were interested in it.
Yeah, give me your call sign and name again.
Okay, the call is Kilo Golf 4 Oscar X-Ray Kilo, KG40XK. Handle here is Ray.
I know who it is now. Sorry, Ray. Give me the size of the hail and what time it fell or the approximate time it fell and the location.
All right, I'm going to say approximate time because I didn't make a note of it, but it would have been about a quarter past six, and the hail size was just a little over P size, not quite as big as a regular marble, but a little larger than P's. Just a spit of it only lasted for about 30 seconds, maybe 45, and we would have been 5 miles north of Moriah, just into Person County on the east side.
Okay, 5 miles north of Moriah in Person County. Slightly larger than pea-sized hail, fell for 30 seconds at approximately 6:15 p.m. And give me a street location and the closest cross street.
Okay, the road is Mount Harmony Church Road, and that passes through Moriah at the intersection of Helena Moriah and Mount Harmony Church. We would have been 5 miles towards Highway 158.
Okay, so it was on Mount Harmony Church Road, and the closest cross street was Helena Moriah Road. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and did any of it get to be penny-sized? The average size, it sounds like it was slightly larger than pea-size. What was the very largest you observed?
Well, it fell for such a short time, I didn't really go out and it's going to be smaller than a penny.
Okay, Ray, a good report. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming back, especially since it illustrates to others that, you know, you may have observed something, you know, an hour ago and maybe couldn't make a report at that time. So it's not too late to make those reports. I appreciate it very much, Ray. NC4VA.
Yeah, sure thing. Virginia, thank you for being there. We appreciate you. This is KG40XK.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:14 p.m., the National Weather Service issued two severe weather statements. The first one, the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Granville County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area. The warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service would like your reports. It's not too late to pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning also remains in effect until 7:45 p.m. for southern Franklin, central Nash, and northeastern Wake counties. At 7:14 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located 6 miles southwest of Lewisburg, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. This storm has a history of producing wind damage in southern Granville County. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service has also issued a... Okay, that does bring us up to date at this time. The National Weather Service has just issued another severe weather statement at 7:15 p.m. and it says the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Alamance, southern Orange, and central Chatham counties will be allowed to expire at 7:15 p.m. Storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. The warning will be allowed to expire. A warning is still in effect for northeast Chatham County until 7:45 p.m. And, of course, if you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, in southern Orange or central Chatham counties, the National Weather Service is interested in your report. At this time, then, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Chatham and southern Wake County until 7:45 p.m., and also one in effect for southern Franklin, central Nash, and northeastern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for the following counties until 10 p.m. Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Mance, Lake, Warren, and Wilson counties. And a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to occur in and around the watch area. Due to the fact that we only have two warnings at this time, we're going to move back to standby status, which means the repeater is free for other amateur activity. However, we do ask that stations leave long pauses between each transmission for any sky-worn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:19 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Chatham County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area. The warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail in northeastern Chatham County, the National Weather Service is interested in your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 p.m. for southern Wake County. At 7:17 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Cary, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Lake Wheeler, Raleigh, Garner, New Hope, and Knightdale. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. We do ask that stations leave a long pause between any transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Again, we have two warnings in effect, one for southern Franklin, central Nash, and northeastern Wake until 7:45 p.m., and another warning in effect for southern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
Clearing the link, N4TMD.
NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:22 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across Warren and Halifax counties through 7:45 p.m. At 7:22 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms over Littleton or about 12 miles east of Warrington, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Strong thunderstorms will be near Weldon and South Weldon. Gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, very heavy rain, and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with these thunderstorms. And again, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7:45 p.m. for southern Franklin, central Nash, and northeastern Wake counties. Also one in effect for southern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skyline, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service is interested in any reports from eastern Chatham County near or north of Jordan Lake or in western Wake near Apex or Cary at this time. Any reports of severe weather? NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, this is KI4MMQ.
KI4, I think that may have been NMQ, and I may have your call sign incorrect. Give it to me phonetically in your name and go ahead.
Michael, Quebec. That's MMQ. I just want to let you know, I just drove 64 right over Jordan Lake, and there's nothing reportable, meeting criteria, out here.
Okay, appreciate that very much. If you do come across anything, let me know, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service is interested in any reports of severe weather, particularly in western Wake. The severe thunderstorm will travel close to I-40 into the fairgrounds area and then through the downtown area of Raleigh. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:30 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wake County is canceled. So much prompt to that warning has moved out of the area. The warning is no longer in effect. If you observed severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 p.m. for southeastern Franklin and central Nash counties. At 7:30 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Bunn, or 10 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Spring Hope and Castalia. A severe thunderstorm warning still remains in effect. As we've said, for southeastern Franklin and central Nash counties until 7:45 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:41 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a flood advisory. It reads as follows. The National Weather Service has issued an urban and small stream flood advisory for minor flooding of poor drainage areas in central Wake County. This includes the cities of Raleigh and Cary until 10:45 p.m. At 7:40 p.m., thunderstorms with heavy rain were moving across the Raleigh metropolitan area. Rainfall rates of 1 to 1.5 inches per hour were occurring. This will likely lead to flooding of streets as well as cause rapid rises along creeks and streams. Excessive runoff from this storm will cause flash flooding of creeks and streams, highways, streets, and underpasses. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the roadway. Many roads and intersections in the area will quickly flood, threatening motorists. When encountering flooded roads, turn around, don't drown. Be especially cautious at night when it's harder to recognize the dangers of flooding and flash floods. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement at 7:43 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake County expires at 7:45 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, in southern Wake County, the National Weather Service would like you a report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, there are no severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. However, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. And again, that is until 10 p.m. We're going to leave the tones up just a little bit longer, and we'll be standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather.